Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil and Krista Baker Psychic Hour. We're on a little early this morning because we had to make a scheduling adjustment today. So originally we had decided to do our show at 10:30 Pacific, but then changed it at the last minute. So we're right now having a little time to talk, actually, because we're waiting for some callers to show up in the queue. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we'd love it if you followed us on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have some calls soon here.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we can talk a little bit. You know, question was posed to me today about what is the difference? Why don't we just make a sheer prediction as opposed to maybe sending out energy that something will happen? And there is a difference. From a psychic viewpoint, between either making a prediction or seeing something, or as opposed to that, being in tune with certain energy fields
to try to affect the outcome of an event that may otherwise not have the outcome may not have happened in the way that it was wanted to. What is wrong with me today?
I'm going to use it too early.
I'm going to use you to help me work this. Real articulate. And what I'm saying is, you know, oftentimes events are not destined to have the outcome that people desire. And so you can affect the energy in order to change the outcome.
There's that. You can maybe change things. That's one, white energy work. Or you can request things. And if you're in good favor with the universe and you're a psychic or a healer and you request things, that's not a prediction, you're just requesting, do this on my account, but not on my ego, it's for somebody else. That can be very effective. I found that to be very effective.
Well, and generally what happens is that when clients are asking for something, it's based on their ego. Not that that's a bad thing necessarily, but it helps to have someone who is asking without their ego involved in order to get a result.
Yeah. Because that may not be the highest spiritual position to take, but if a person's working on your behalf and they ask not out of their own ego, but for somebody else's desires, that can then bypass that.
Because it's the energy of them helping the other person that's recognized, not the energy of the person's ego asking for the result.
Especially if there's somewhat of a loss on the reader's part, meaning that they're not going to gain by what the person wants. They're just there to be of assistance. And that's kind of basically how the best parts I don't know why, you know, that seems to be a popular term now, but I'm not using it in a popular way.
It's a very unpopular way you're using it.
That's how some of our higher aspects work, you know, policemen, firemen, ambulance drivers. I mean, they're paid for what they do, but they're not, their satisfaction is in terms of making that sacrifice for others, sometimes at the very cost of their own life. And so that energy field continues into a psychic realm. A psychic is not really supposed to be working where they reap the highest benefits from helping others. It's true, psychics have to make a living and things like that. But on the more pure note, psychics, healers, we're not here to gain things out from the benefit of others, unless it's the satisfaction that you've helped. So having said that, there is some truth and validation to not necessarily making a prediction, but stating something as though it were fact, because the energy you're hoping is going to work, come through and make the event occur, the desired goal be achieved. Predictions are different. Predictions are totally objective. You don't make a prediction and go, you know, I really want this to happen, so I predict. Predictions are, that's why I'm saying there's a big difference.
Well, yeah, and there's an energy field or vibration that you can feel when a prediction is made. That's why the prediction is made, because there's a specific field of energy that's being picked up about a certain event that's occurring or to occur.
Yeah, I mean, people who have been, you know, Nostradamus and Gene Dixon and all these.
Gene Dixon.
What's her name?
Well, Jean Dixon is an astrologer. I don't know how the accuracy. Yeah,
she did. She made predictions.
I don't know how accurate they were. How accurate were they?
I don't know, but she made predictions.
She did make predictions,
she's back,
right.
Way back in the 50s and 60s, you know.
But yeah, and she had that astrology column in the newspaper. Like, I think it was syndicated.
Yeah.
Column.
People who make predictions don't usually do it. They're not supposed to be doing it really actually based on a desire or a want or a goal. They just see something and then they use the word prediction.
Well, there's a lot of psychics that will give predictions, and they give so many that like, you know, New Year predictions, for instance, and there's like, you know, 50 things they say are going to happen. So they're bound to hit a couple by stating all these.
But, you know, it's interesting because the word prediction is actually talking about to speak
prediction,
before the fact.
Right, prediction.
Prediction is speech.
And pre
and
is before.
Pre is before. So you're speaking before the fact. So you know, people who take dictation, you know, the guy doesn't say, hey, I want you to do some pre-dictation for me. We're gonna be going to the office. I'm gonna be doing some pre-dictation. But the word dictation or diction is speech. Pre is before. So we have like prehistoric.
That.
Think about, you know, prehistoric.
Before history.
Before history occurred.
Or before history was recorded.
So when we have prehistoric or preview for a movie or something, when you have a prediction, you're speaking before the fact. But now what's added to it is that it's supposed to be the fact. It's a prediction. You're speaking before the event, but when the event occurs, whatever you said will fit neatly as though it were glued in to the event.
Okay, so with predictions, though, also, there's contingencies sometimes. Sometimes predictions are sheer predictions, but sometimes they aren't. Sometimes things will affect the prediction occurring or not.
Right.
So it gets really tricky.
Well, it gets tricky, and that's the ambiguity, because people will say, you know, I make a prediction, and usually, in many cases, it doesn't occur. So a prediction now takes on this slanted meaning that it's not necessarily a fact. It's a prediction. So if you say prediction, and you're assuming it to be a psychic vocabulary, and a psychic vocabulary, you have two thoughts going, like you said. One, that it's a fact, and you're making a prediction, fact, no sloppiness. And then the other one is that there's an allowance for error. Many times there is an allowance for error.
Well, and even with scientific predictions, because people make predictions based on scientific data, there's room for error within those predictions.
Yeah, it's scientific data, the climate, now it's happening more rapidly. Even when you have literary predictions like 1984, George Orwell thought 1984. Well, 1984 didn't happen, but it still is carried as a icon or a metaphor for the Big Brother era and the takeover of a single government and surveillance of all. All these things are being predicted. Another person that was involved in predictions was Jules Verne, predicted submarines and flying vehicles. H.G. Wells was another one who predicted catastrophes on many parts of the globe, even in the time machine, predicting wars that later occurred.
720, we're going to get to you in just a sec. We see you there.
Let's go ahead and bring a caller in. We can
caller.
Get back to this. Discussion.
All right. 720 is on the air. Hi.
Hi. I'm just wondering if you guys are doing readings today.
We are. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Lola.
Lola?
Well, whatever Lola wants, I guess.
She
Lola
gets.
I know, right? I'm glad to know, right?
and that's a prediction.
Right. I'm just wondering what you see on my career.
Okay. Lola, where are you calling from?
California.
California? Is this I don't recognize this area code, which is weird because usually I do. Is this a California area code?
No, it's not.
That's why probably I didn't recognize California. Okay. And what's your birth date?
12/2/74.
2/1974. Okay.
So it's December. December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got it.
June. I was like, okay.
Oh no, I said two. We're adding here. You're 26/8. 26/8. Your master number is 8.
Yeah.
So, real quickly, called our show before?
No.
No, because I don't remember you. So, in 2001, because you're born at the end of the year, there would have been a change. Anything that you can, when you were 26 years old, you can go back to that time?
I got married in 2001.
Okay, so that was your little karmic turnover change. You got married. Are you still married or are you not married?
Yes. No,
you
I
are
am.
Still
I'm
married.
Happily married. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I got that right. I got that right.
And you're wondering about your career.
Well, you see that Lola, your master number suggests that you should be in your own business, and you should be, if you're not in your own business and you should be in a commanding position, you're not good being too subservient. I mean, you can be.
Oh, no. I know all about the 8, and I am not subservient at all in any way, shape, or form, ever.
Good.
It's bad.
Good. Now, the
problem is she is.
You know, Chris and I have been working on a book of numerology for the last 5 years.
It's 5 years.
It's over 1,000 pages. I've been working with numbers since about 50 years. Mm-hmm. But, you see, there's a challenge in your numerology.
Because everything's lower than 8 on her in your birth date.
Your master number is 8, but your linear board, everything's a little bit lower. So you're carrying a certain amount of karma that can be challenging to your ultimate goals. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't overwhelm you. But it's there. There's some challenges there. But in taking your ideas or your position of occupation and formulating it into an area where you can have people under you that are all going to be devoted and faithful, will at least be intact as a theme of some problematic composition. So in other words, let's say you had a business, you hired people. Some of those people are not going to be true to form, but that won't destroy anything. It's just going to be it's just something you have to keep looking over your shoulder. At this point in your life, you're 54.
No, she's 40.
No.
What? She's 44. She's born in 74.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that was my calculation. I'm absolutely wrong. I subtracted wrong. You're 44.
Right. Going to be 45.
You had a chance, well, because you see multiples of 8 would be 40 and 48. 48. So what's going on with 44? What's going on with 44 is that 26 is not a multiple of 8. 26 is how we got 8. So there's always going to be a 2-year difference. So that meant 40, okay. Yeah, 42. See, there's always going to be a 2-year difference. You're at a place where 44 equals 8. Considerations, because what you're doing can affect more than just the immediate state you live in. So you have to think United States instead of California, for instance. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now that forms a little bit of a problem, because when we look at your linear code and we see these lower numbers, we're going, oh boy, okay, we don't have any 8s then, we don't have any 9s. There's going to be some struggle. There's going to be some people she's got to watch out for. But you have the internet and you have access to other things. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to ask. I mean, it'd be nice to get an idea of what she does exactly career-wise, since we haven't touched on that yet.
So I don't want my own business. I do not, absolutely do not. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to begin to do that. So there's that. Number one, okay. And then I'm not working right now. I was, but then just kind of a long story. I changed gears and I'm now trying to figure out which way to go now.
Okay, so what were you doing? Do you have a degree?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree?
In what?
What's your...
Human services with the emphasis in drug and alcohol counseling and minor in criminal justice.
Okay, so I wrote down healthcare, so I was picking, so that would tie into drug and alcohol counseling, because that's mental health.
So I'll give you validation on that. I was in the federal government for many years. My job didn't transfer. My dad got sick. I started doing healthcare. But in the middle of that, yes, so that's good. In the middle of that, we had to move for my husband's job. We're always having to move. And I have to go back to school again to get where I can't make $12 an hour. You can't make $100,000 and then make $12 an hour and feel okay. I don't know. I just need more than that, if that makes sense. Maybe that's my 8 coming through. That's my 8. You know, I know that. So I'm just, there's not a lot here where I am. So I'm really just confused, honestly.
Are you trying to change? You're out of you were making $100,000, so you're out of that job, and you're saying you want to switch gears, but you don't want to make $12 an hour. So what is your dream job? What's your dream job? Not that that's going to
Helping people.
You want to help people, which is your 7, you know.
Yeah, but you see, I'm going to challenge you a little bit, because let's say you don't want your own business. So let's say you don't want it. Fine, you don't want it. I'm saying that in your code, you're supposed to have it. Now you can make choices. You go, okay, it's in my code. Great, I'm supposed to have it. But I don't want it. I don't want to do that. So now we have to figure out, because that 8 has to be realized, Lola. You're not supposed to be subservient.
I know, it haunts me. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
Already,
but she can be in a position that's managerial, administration,
yeah,
and not have
she's
her own
got
business.
Right now is that she's
I can't
very,
sit behind a desk either. Can't do it.
Right,
yeah.
But there is other. I mean, you were in healthcare. There's other avenues. I think that you can be in a powerful position, but you're not sitting behind a desk necessarily. But anyway, what were you going to say, Neil?
Well. Yeah. You're going about this wrong in your attitude because you're approaching it with a lot of, you know, reality, but hesitation, nervousness, you're uncertain.
Doubt. Right.
That's true. Don't do that. You're messing. You're putting ahead of your game things that you're going to have to face now. You're putting ahead of your projection so uncertainty. I'm not sure. So those things are being sent out that you're going to have to recapture as you move forward. Why do it? Don't say that.
I know. I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I do.
Doing it wrong. If you what you got to do. No, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, don't fall back and get flustered over what I just said. It's okay. We're just going to start off new.
No, it's true though. I know your truth. I do know it's true. So
yeah.
I'm okay.
So you want to help people, but I mean, there's so many ways that you can help people.
Oh my God, there's so many creative things you could do. But that if you're going to be working under someone, which is going to be a little tricky, you want to present yourself in a superior position.
And I just want to interject something because not all eight. Obviously, Neil is picking up something about the business, having your own business, because not everybody that's an eight is going to own their own business. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Well, businesses,
but there's something specific to her energy that you're obviously.
Well, business is her occupation. I didn't mean she's going to sell pencils.
No, I know, but I'm just saying
business.
Not everybody that's an eight is going to be self-employed.
See, she wants to do human resources and help people. So let's just say.
Or human services.
Let's not.
I'm a two. I'm more of a two.
Well,
two.
Well, two is
related. That's relationship.
Yeah,
I mean, don't worry
about that.
But
right
anyway,
right now we have a couple of things to consider. One would be, now this is all pencil, so it's all just fantasy work. One would be you open up your own place where you are qualified and licensed enough that that's what you have to attain to be of some variety of help for people, whether it's counseling or whatever. And you go in and you go in your own maverick way or maverick-ish way to utilize your talents to help others and you start your own business. You know, Chris and I were looking at this Marion Williamson.
I don't know if you watched the presidential debate last night, Lola,
but
we watched part of it.
She's a general speaker and she's a motivational speaker.
Books and
so
she's a philanthropist and start all these organizations. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we thought, okay, let's go look at her education. PU.
I mean, she doesn't even have a college degree. High
school. She went to Pomona College
for 2 years and dropped out.
And she's making more than went and got a PhD. Because we also.
She's a good talker.
We did.
We looked at her gross income.
Or in her net worth. Her net worth.
Which, you know, okay.
She was Oprah Winfrey's spiritual advisor. So, I mean, where she has come from, I mean, where she has gotten in relation to where she came from in her education is like a huge distance.
So what we're saying, Lola, is get that crap out of your head. Think creatively. Don't approach, I want to work for somebody, I hope I'm $12 an hour, can we make it 14? You know, don't think that way. You've got to think creatively and step outside of this box and maybe experiment with something new. It might take a while. What does your husband do?
Government.
Government.
Well, you're both somewhat in government.
Like
but,
government, are we talking state government? Are we
cop.
Talking
He's a cop.
Oh, he's a cop. So he's like.
Well, cop, you know, a little bit above modest income. You know, you're not going to make much money working for the government unless you're.
Like high up.
Well, I know.
You can work. You can
believe me, I know.
Pretty good. You can have a good salary working for local government in. You can. So
no.
It just depends on your field, I think. But
as a playful conversation only, what would you do on your own that would be connected to your desires, and this is just playroom talk, what could you fathom yourself doing?
Well,
I'm a natural born counselor. I'm a natural born cheerleader for other people. I'm a gregarious, warm, crazy lady, basically. I'm the life of the party type of person.
I feel like we're hearing her personal
Well,
ad.
you know what you could do, Lola, as a brainstorming idea? You develop your own NBC, natural born counselor, N period, B period, C period, natural born counselor.
So do you,
and you coin that and you develop that as your title.
You said you did drug and alcohol counseling. You did drug and alcohol counseling. Do you have license?
Just a little bit out of school. I mean, I don't have my license or anything. I didn't pursue my master's because I met my husband and had kids and did that government deal. Does that make sense? So I'd have to go back to school kind of deal.
You have to go back to school. Is that something that you want to do or not? I mean,
it costs so much money, honestly.
Okay, so
the money is what...
I know, they're coming up with all kinds of complicated... Here's what I suggest, because you can't really call yourself a counselor without being
yeah,
licensed.
Yeah, that's the
you
problem.
You could call yourself
a
natural-born advisor, a natural-born blah, blah, blah. You add a word to it. NB, and then whatever term you want to use.
I have a question
okay.
for Lola. Yeah. Lola, do you need to be... Do you need to be bringing in additional monies to your home, or could you do things that are not, necessarily like paid? Could you do volunteer work? I mean, it sounds like you're looking for fulfillment, but I don't know if you need an additional income in your home.
I mean, it would be nice to have both. I don't necessarily have to have that right now, but my husband thinks a certain way, and so I feel like I have to fulfill that for him as well.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks a certain way. He wants you to be working.
Yes.
Is that what? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So what about the natural born? You give yourself a title, natural born, then the word, a blank word, and you start to build your clientele.
Okay.
She doesn't sound too convinced. So what, give us some feedback.
I wouldn't even begin to know how to build clientele and then put myself off as a counselor if I don't have a license.
Right.
I didn't say counselor.
So I am going to start to volunteer and do all of that. So I'm looking for opportunities in which to volunteer and maybe get in, maybe have somebody pay for part of my schooling or... Does that make sense?
Well,
or at least that's what my thinking is. Right
well,
now.
You're very vague and you're not walking on really solid ground. But if you want to volunteer and start to get into the feel of it, there's nothing wrong with
and
that.
And get experience
I would
too.
But if I were you,
yeah.
I'd get paid.
Yeah.
There are many call centers and whatnot where you can get paid. I don't think I'd volunteer if I were you. Mm. You need to be making some money. So if you're going to utilize your talents, you might as well get paid for it. And if it is 12 or 14 an hour, then use that as a temporary foot.
What did you exactly do in government that you were able to generate $100,000 a year? What was your title?
I was a federal agent.
And then I
was doing the criminal investigations, and then I was doing background investigations for the government for many years.
So why did you stop that? You didn't like it?
My job did not transfer. My dad got sick with cancer, and I've moved all around for my husband, basically. I mean, that's really what it's come down to. So I've sacrificed myself for my husband, which, I don't know, it could go back and forth on the whole thing. And so I'm kind of, every time that we've had to move, I've kind of had to reinvent myself, if that makes sense.
No, that's
so
fine.
I'm a little off.
What's your husband's birthday?
And we have another caller. We're going to get to you for...
7...
Shortly. Go ahead.
72768.
40.
40 equals 4. So So he has
just a 4 or a master number 22.
Huh?
He could be a master number 22. I don't know how you get that either. He's a 4 or
no,
22.
No, 40 equals 4. We, you know, in our form of numerology, Lola, we do not, master numbers are reduced to one digit. So there's no 11
okay.
master number,
okay.
22 master number.
Okay.
I mean, some people have that belief or, you know, school
no,
of thought.
No, totally, totally.
But
I get it.
Master numbers reduced to one number. So you have to reduce even if it's 22. It has to be reduced
He's
to 4. And yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you know, 4 is in her year.
4 is in a year. Together, they are 12, which is her month.
Month. And there's, you have 4s in
yeah.
your month and day.
You know, that's fine. I, you know, work somewhere where you can get a foothold into doing that kind of counseling work. And so let's start there. And quit
okay.
this much thinking.
So, I mean, it's possible that you might have to take a lower
yeah,
pay
I know.
In order to get into the field that you want to get into. I mean,
yeah.
if you're talking about, you know,
totally.
Staffing line where people are calling in, needing help, mental health help.
Yeah, you're
like
a federal
that.
Agent. You have some sort but, of assertion. You have a strong energy of assertion there and penetration and all that. And we think of those as men jobs for men, and you're a tough lady
well,
and all that.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm Sagittarius
you know,
through and through.
Well, yeah, you know, go through with this, and if you start thinking doubtfully about something, that's mush.
I know it's so stupid. I do that to myself.
Well, don't do it. Don't say you do it to yourself. Say I don't do it anymore, because you're repeating.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, you're repeating comments that they're going to get stuck back in your brain again. So don't highlight negative inner thoughts. Just go volunteer or get a job somewhere. Start there for about 6 months and decide how the universe will carry you from there. Because if you're on a path of becoming a counselor of some sort, you're going to, as you put your foot in the door, it's going to carry you through.
Okay.
Okay,
you guys
Lola,
have been
what,
so helpful. I really appreciate it. You hit everything
welcome.
On the nail, on the head. So I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank
All
you.
All right. Have a great day, you guys. Okay, bye.
You too. Bye. And Lola can join us on Facebook. Hope that she does. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, our personal page, et cetera. Okay, 416. Hi.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. How are you? It's
fine,
Jane.
Thanks. How are you? I'm sorry, whom?
It's Jane.
Jane from Canada.
Yes.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Doing all right. It's been a while. Remind us of your birthday, Jane. I think she's a compounder.
It's June 18, 1970. 1970.
70, okay.
That's right.
No, she's 32.5.
He's a 22.4.
What did I do wrong?
Oh, wait,
no,
you're right.
She's a 32.5. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you made an addition error.
My math isn't great today.
Well, sometimes it happens. Okay, what's going on, Jane?
So I want to know if a former coworker told Emil, a coworker / team lead, over social media, I think through Facebook, that I'm looking for a new job and I applied for a hotel job, because last week this guy made a comment out loud to a female supervisor and for me to hear, which led me to believe that this former coworker may have kept in touch with this guy Robert through social media and told him that I applied for this hotel job.
So he's a former coworker. You're still at the place of employment that he's left. Is that right?
Okay. So the former coworker, she lives in a different province. She moved to
okay,
a different province several months.
Jane, don't mention first names in a situation like this.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Okay. So go on.
So I've been in touch with this female coworker, former coworker, that moved to a different province.
So she, like I said, I'm just trying to see if we're getting this straight. The former coworker is the one who's left the job, and you're still at the job that you two were at together. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
So I believe that she's in touch with this male at work, who's also mm-hmm. a team lead, and through like social media, they, she happened to mention, and I strongly believe she did tell this guy that I was looking for a job, and I actually applied for a hotel job. I don't even know if she gave the name of the hotel and the position, but because of because last week I overheard this guy make a comment out loud to a female supervisor for me to hear. And it
okay.
did mention about a hotel job downtown. And
So Jane, just because I remember the last time we talked, you were having problems at your job. Is this the same job you were at?
Yes.
And you were being ostracized by your coworkers, and there was a problem with your supervisor? Am I remembering correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so now you think that this former coworker has talked to someone at the job that you're currently working and has informed them of your intention to leave the job, which is causing you problems because you haven't been hired somewhere else yet.
Yeah, well, because this guy made a comment out loud, and it was very clear that, that this former female coworker told this guy that I was looking for a job. And now this guy, he can't keep his mouth shut. And
yeah, what the comment did he make out loud?
He said something, like he said it out loud for me to hear. So he was shouting out to a female supervisor saying, like his exact words was like, okay, you don't want me to mention names, but hey, such and such. What did he say? He uses different words, but I know what he's referring to. But he named it. He goes, she'll be very happy at that the Hilton Hotel downtown, and it's a different hotel that I applied for, but a major chain. And then he said, it'll be good for such and such, referring to a different name.
Do they have any reason to fire you right now? Do you have low reports or anything?
The only thing is I have a very long commute to work, so I'm always late.
Well, that's great. And that's going to count against you. I mean, definitely if they're contacting your employer and
And you're not happy you're not happy working where you're working.
No, I'm not.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the gossip and the talk. I mean,
be more worried about being the fact that you're late to your job and that they might tell your prospective employer that you're late. That's a concern.
Well, what you got to do is get another job. Let's just put out energy. You get another job because there's no solution. You're not happy where you're working. It's too late. It's too long a drive commute. And I wouldn't worry about what somebody told somebody. If I were you, I'd keep my thoughts to myself from this point on. But it doesn't matter. So what? So they think you might leave. Big deal. So what? If they're going to get rid of you, they're not going to get rid of you because thinking about leaving. They're going to get rid of you because they have other intentions. So I wouldn't worry about that, Jane.
Well, I was just wondering what transpired this conversation, because this guy, I never speak to him, but he's created so many problems for me. He's been bad-mouthing things to other people.
You mean what?
She wants to know the
friend told her. Yeah, I know. But and what you're saying is that you're putting too much energy thinking about it, probably. I mean, do you have a close relationship with this friend? The coworker,
I thought I thought we were really good friends, and yet.
Well, can you?
So I don't know.
You feel like she's betraying you.
So I don't know if she So I don't know if she voluntarily gave him the information or if he was fishing for information, because he has a tendency to do that. Is he goes around trying to gather information about me. And then he...
Why don't you ask her? Can you ask her?
Well, through text. Like, we communicate through text. And, she reached out to me this morning, but I didn't reply. Like, I just, and gave a quick reply. And then I'm going to mention that, word got around in the office that...
I wouldn't do it in a text. I would do it. Ever have the opportunity to, like, meet her face-to-face?
She lives in a different province.
That's right. But so it's that far? I'm sorry. We're in the state, so I don't know how far that is. Can you call? A voice-to-voice conversation is going to be better than over text, because she can wiggle out of, taking responsibility much easier in a text than if you're even on the phone with her. Can you talk to her on the phone, or is that totally out of character for your relationship?
Well, we've spoken only like through Skype one time. It's always through text or, Skype messages. We've only spoken once through Skype.
Well, maybe you can Skype. I mean, that is face-to-face.
Yeah, I mean, I can call her. I've got her number. It's just, I don't know how things are going to turn out once I mention this to her, because, again, I don't know if she volunteered the information or this guy was fishing for information about it.
Well, you need to try to find out.
If they talked and this guy fishes for information, and they talked, and there's something specific you told this friend about the Hilton.
Well, or it wasn't the Hilton, it was another chain, but he said the Hilton, but it was another major chain. He may have gotten mixed up. So he mentioned a hotel, but it wasn't exactly the hotel
she's
applying for.
She may have said something, not maliciously, but she publicly shared something with them. He was fishing, she shared it, and he's passive aggressive, and he's obnoxious, and he said something he should have kept his mouth shut. And that's what's happening. So you got to be careful. I would maintain my friendship with this girl, because I don't think I don't get that she's malicious or mean. Mm-hmm. And she probably was duped by this guy.
Careful what you share with her about your plans that you don't want your
And you want to leave anyway. Just focus on you leaving, because you're not happy
there. I didn't see this coming, because I, kept in touch with her too, because she's been looking for a new job. She's been applying to different jobs, going on different interviews. And I figured, okay, so I thought she'll be helpful in my job search and, but didn't see this coming.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You've got to be careful.
408, we're going to bring you on in a minute. I accidentally unmuted 408, but go ahead. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. You're obsessing too much on it. Doesn't matter. People make mistakes. She didn't do anything maliciously. She's a friend.
But this
probably.
Guy is creating a mess. This guy.
Yeah, this guy I wouldn't trust.
Yeah, didn't you mention this guy to us before?
Yeah. He's still at it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you do need to get out of there, but I would really make an effort to be on time. If you need to leave earlier, you're saying it's that makes you late, leave earlier. Because you don't want to jeopardize your chances of working somewhere else because of your performance at your current job. Do you think the job is going to be, it might help though. Are they going to be glad to see you go at this job you're at?
Probably. I don't know.
They
not
give
your
you
tribe.
Good recommendation.
Not
so.
Everything's a perfect fit, Jane. It's not your tribe. You're there.
And she's been having problems for a long time at this job. She's been
telling
us about it.
They're very toxic. They're very toxic people. They're very toxic people.
We got to get you out of there.
What kind
of
job is it? What job? What do you do? Can't remember.
I'm a travel consultant.
A travel consultant. I don't think we knew that.
Well, let's focus on you getting out of there instead of trying to figure out what's going on while you're there. You want to get out of there.
Just out of curiosity, it has nothing to do with the reading. Do you get travel benefits from doing a job like that?
Discounted, yeah. We do get discounted rates with the part. Yeah.
That's nice. But
yeah.
not worth you staying somewhere you're unhappy, of course. So
I think you should just Well, let's focus on you leaving. Keep us posted. You be aggressive in your search.
Did you, have you been called for an interview at this hotel yet?
No. I haven't. There's another position, same hotel chain, at another location, which I'm going to send my resume to. Just need to fix it up a bit. And I'll be putting in within the next year or two.
Okay, so let's say you're going to get a job over there soon, by September, and get rid of this. This isn't healthy for you, and it's no point in you staying there. And
like, I'm so careful, like, you know who I deal with at work, especially, but, you know, I couldn't believe just, like, you know, what happened. And this female coworker, she hasn't been there in the company for that long.
Because, Jane, it isn't your tribe. It isn't your tribe. These aren't your people. It's a bad fit.
I agree.
Obviously, this guy is manipulative that you're working with. So if he got information from your friend and she did it accidentally, you know, he's...
If he left, would you want to stay there?
No, I would still want to leave. Because I've been there for over 13 years now. It's time for me to leave and, you know, something new.
Okay, let's just move on. You don't want to stay there, and
I don't.
What's happening there is going to keep you there. You start looking at this other hotel chain. Chris and I will work on the energy that you get to another position, a fresh start, be happier, and eliminate all this. There's nothing here that sounds good to me. It's a long commute, you're working with people you don't like. Forget it. Let's get you out of there.
Okay, Jane, we've got to move on to other callers because we're nearing the end
thank
of our
so
show.
Much.
Two callers still.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck. Bye. Okay, so we have 408 and 954. We have 10 minutes left, so they're going to get about 5 minutes apiece. Hi, NIDS. It's NIDS, 312-1982.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, so tell us the update.
Yeah, so I have, I emailed you, right? So there's a settlement now, and basically there is no money settlement. We just kind of dismiss things on a mutual basis. But the funny part is this, that I, he was talking to me like everything was normal. He apologized to me. I apologized to him.
Right.
And, but the week before that, I had not seen anything on Facebook. I had received some messages that were like, that were saying that, oh, he told me that he was using you. He told me that, you know, oh, you wanted to marry him. Are you delusional? You know, this and that. Like,
who sent you that?
I have no idea. Like, so I didn't even check my Facebook Messenger at that time. And when I checked it, it was just the day before I had signing the settlement.
Uh-huh. Say that again?
So,
repeat what you said, because the phone rang and it rang over your voice. Go ahead.
I said these messages were sent to me like around 14th of... on the 14th, then again on the 15th, then again on the 16th, then again on the 19th, like different messages, but I had not checked them at all because I didn't get any notification that somebody was messaging me because it was not a contact. And then basically I got, I checked it on the 24th. And that's when I had already sent a signed offer back to his lawyer. And the next day we had a court hearing, which was on the 25th. And I showed that to my lawyer and his lawyer. And they kind of said, well, you know, right now it won't be covered under this agreement and this and that. He goes like, this is why I've got all this, you know, these clause in there, that there'll be no slander, no disparaging and all this kind of stuff. So this is, you'll be protected from that. I said, but like, I don't even understand what was the need for this. I wasn't sure like why and who sent me those messages.
There has to be a name attached. I mean, it may be a fake name. But
no. There was a fake profile of a female called Amanda Copper. And also, like, when I checked it, somebody had already deleted their profile. So all it said was Facebook user.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it didn't really show me anything.
Okay. They could have deleted the profile, or that person could have blocked you. So you were getting, are you caught up on this, Neil? Harassing texts from a fake profile from Facebook talking about the relationship that she was in with this guy, James, and she's the one who had the court case going because of the property, and they had restraining orders on each other, but she settled it. You've settled it with him. So what exactly is your question? I mean, it's unfortunate that this woman would contact you and harass you like that, but
I just wanted to know, like, my question is this: were those messages sent by him, or was he involved in getting those messages sent to me?
And he knows this woman that you're suspecting?
Well, it's not a woman.
No.
It's a profile, a fake profile.
Fake. Yeah, this and your ex has been malicious.
Not a husband. It's a boyfriend ex, not a husband.
Oh, it's a boyfriend ex?
Yes, it's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And because they apologized, so there were two stories going on there about the divorce.
There's no divorce. It's not her husband. She's talking about her. This
I
is a
she
separate.
Said something about a settlement.
This
okay,
is, yeah, they have a settlement because they had restraining orders against
restraining
each other,
orders.
And
got
there's
it.
All this money
okay,
spent,
got
blah,
it.
Blah, blah.
It's a boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah, it's a boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I know who you are. I'm just getting my.
Because she has a settlement with her husband, too. So
yeah,
there's
that,
two issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
right. Well, I'm not talking about my husband.
Yeah.
No, we, yeah,
yeah,
we know. We're
yeah.
just trying to get straight.
I think, you know, my opinion, he was involved in it. But I don't think it's going to go any further. Probably it's all going to wash over anyways. And he used a fake profile because there was a restraining order. So there's some residual energy going on with him and whatever. He sounds very mature to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of the same situation with Jane. I mean, it's a different situation, but really it doesn't matter if he's involved or not, because the relationship is over and the recommendation is to move forward and not have him in your life. And I know you still have attachment to him. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
are you still evaluating whether you want to continue a connection? I would say move forward and don't. Do not.
Mm-hmm. Because actually I even saw this, that he has now unblocked me on Facebook, unblocked me on Facebook Messenger, unblocked me on LinkedIn. All the places that he had blocked me, he's unblocked me now.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, so, I mean, his behavior, what he's doing right now should not change your position. I mean, this is, the relationship has been very negative. And the fact that you had to get involved in a lawsuit and spend tens of thousands of dollars trying to defend yourself with an attorney and, you know, go through all this hassle, I would not re-enter a relationship with a person like this, because you're only going to ask for trouble. Whether he's unblocked you is irrelevant. So what? He's trying to draw you back in, but it's not going to end well. So move forward. You want to find a healthy relationship. This is not it.
Yeah, but I did not expect him to apologize to me. He apologized to me. And I apologized to him because, you know, it's not just all him. I was at fault too. You know, he immediately, after all this was done, he immediately wanted to have a settlement and me to sign a settlement. I just was not ready to sign a settlement at that point. And this is the reason
Where did you go back? Whether you go back to him is going to be your choice. We're saying it's not going to be healthy.
And all these, you know, whether he apologized, unblocked you is not really relevant. I mean, you can choose to get involved with him again, but the ultimate outcome is not going to be a positive outcome. in our opinion.
Okay.
Regardless
yeah,
of all these.
You're thinking, oh, well, we've apologized. We can be friends again. We don't think that's going to lead to something good. You may think so. So go
on. So you can do what you want. But if you really want to get into a healthy, positive, long-term relationship, getting back into this is going to just delay that.
Yeah, I don't think it's wise. And we're understanding that he's unblocked you and there's apologies and, but that's your choice. If you think, well, maybe we could start a new footing here in the relationship and move forward and forgive, then go on your instincts. We don't think it's a good idea, but that's, mm-hmm. you're the one making the decision.
I understand. I mean, it's just, you know, like, I thought we were going heading towards settlement, everything, and then when I checked those messages, it kind of threw me, right? It was just like, why now? You know, of all the time.
Because you reached a settlement doesn't mean that there's clarity in his soul about how he's,
exactly.
what kind of person he is.
He still
wants to dig at you.
And in the reading that we did, we said that there would be probably from him, and that he would make moves to get closer to you again, and he has. But that doesn't mean that the relationship is destined for, you know, this fairy tale ending. So anyway, Nidj, we actually, our last caller, they hung up, so we were able to talk to you a little longer, but we're ending the show right now. We had to start early today at 8:30. So
oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
We had a
last-minute
scheduling change. So try to move forward. I mean, that's our recommendation. You're going to do what you want, but that's what we suggest.
No, I'm moving forward. I just want to have everything, you know, cleaned up. We are working on putting everything on sealing or confidentiality so nobody can actually have access to all that. So working towards that.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be
a To have clarity and to have a clean break doesn't mean that you have to make everything okay with the person. I mean, all the stuff legally and the confidentiality, that's okay to do, but you don't need to have this resolution with him to have a clean break.
Yeah.
So, you know, being friends with your ex is not necessary for, you know, moving forward at all. But anyway, we gotta close. We gotta close.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. We're back on Friday at our normal time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. See, I'm all mixed up. This has thrown me off, our scheduling change today. 9 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers and listeners. We'll speak with you then. Bye-bye.